Okay, so I was asked to discuss the topic of Lamed Tes Melachos. Of course, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, there's many issues that come up as far as Lamed Tes Melachos and many other of the positive commandments, but there was expressed interest for the Lamed Tes Melachos. So we have to choose just which ones to start with. The most common halacha of the Lamed Tes Melachos that comes up, that we approach every Shabbos, is probably the malacha of borer, of sorting, of picking out. So we're going to start with borer. Borer is probably the hardest of the Lamed Tes Melachos to get down practically. We're going to discuss many different opinions in the Paiskim, but it's probably the one that comes up the most often. I mean, we have an Eruv here in Passaic, so carrying is not so much of a big deal, and I assume you're not farmers, so you're not going to be working out in the field, but definitely the most frequently encountered malacha is the malacha of borer. So we need to discuss what is borer, what is the way out of borer, and how do we approach so many situations. Borer is nogeya, it's by food, it's nogeya by silverware, nogeya by clothing, by jewelry, by toys, by games, coats in a pile, laundry piles, so many different aspects that could come up in borer, and we'll try step by step, but try to work out an order of how to do it that will be the easiest. So we'll work step by step. The definition of borer. What's the definition of borer? The definition of borer that the Paiskim say is improving a mixture that consists of different kinds of items. So you're improving a mixture that consists of different kinds of items by sorting or by separating or by selecting or organizing, different ways that you improve the mixture. So what we need to discuss is what is considered a mixture.
Like sorting, separating, organizing, you said,
and selecting. Well, basically the same idea, but we have to discuss what's considered a mixture, what's considered different kinds of items, and what is considered lahalacha selecting and sorting, and what's just considered not selecting and sorting. It's just the way you normally take something. So we have to take step by step. So borer is also in the Torah. One of the ways to get out of borer, to escape the malacha of borer, is to do three things, three acts that you have to do in a certain way, and then we say that that is not considered a borer. And we're going to repeat these many, many, many times. So you have to do three things. You have to do all three to make it that it is not borer. And that is that you need to do it what we call miyad, for immediate use. So we have to discuss what is considered immediate use. Does it have to be 5 seconds later? Not necessarily. We're going to have to discuss that separately. What is considered for immediate use? We'll get to that at the end. Has to be biyad. Has to be with your hands. And we need to discuss that also in detail. What does that mean with my hands? Does it have to literally be with my hands? It's not going to be with a fork or a spoon. So we have to discuss that. Has to be miyad and biyad. And has to be ochel mitoch psoles. Has to be ochel. Ochel means the food. Mitoch psoles, from the waste. And we need to discuss what's considered waste exactly. So many situations, there's going to be other ways out that I'm sure you're familiar with, but you have to do for immediate use with your hands, and the good from the bad. It's important to know, even before all these halachos, that if by mistake you do borer, meaning now you'll come across so many different halachos, and then it happens to the best of us, you come on Shabbos and like, oh my gosh, that was borer what I just did. So the halacha is, we paskin, that you're allowed to eat that food and you're allowed to have benefit from what you did. It's perhaps, you know, it's considered an avera, it's probably considered an avera by mistake, which of course is much different than doing an avera on purpose. But any time a person does borer, as long as it wasn't on purpose, no one's really over here doing it on purpose. They're like, yeah, I don't care, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. There we would penalize a person. But if it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that was borer, so then the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, was Upaskan, like, he says that, you know, you could use it once you did it already. But still, of course, now that we need to know the halachas, when, you know, what to avoid. So let's discuss first the miyad and biyad, the immediate use, and with your hands, we're going to discuss that. Last, let's discuss the ochel mitoch psoles, taking the good from the bad. So what does that mean? The bad. We say psolos means the bad, the waste. It doesn't have to be only if you have, let's say, a bowl of cherries and some of the cherries were absolutely totally spoiled. So those, of course, the spoiled ones are considered waste. But it doesn't have to be absolutely totally spoiled. As long as, let's say, there's a mixture of cherries and grapes, and you don't like grapes, but you want to bring a bowl of cherries to the table, and you don't want to have the grapes. So you want to take out the grapes. You don't want it right now, so since you don't want it, that is also considered waste. It doesn't have to be that it's absolutely totally spoiled. As long as you don't want it, so then that's also considered waste.
As a anything that you don't want.
Anything that you don't want.
Is considered waste.
Right. Let's say as a mixture of, like a nut mix of raisins and almonds. So I don't like almonds, or I don't like raisins. I want to take them out because I want to have just, you know, enjoy my bowl of almonds. So since I don't want it, and I don't like it, or if I'm allergic to it, or I don't want it, so then that is considered a waste, and you're not allowed to remove it. Let's say you want both of them, but you want them separately. Let's say you want them separately. So I want the almonds, and I want the raisins, but I don't like to eat them together. I want to eat them separately. So that is a big discussion in the poskim. Am I allowed to separate them? A lot of places can say that is not allowed, because since I'm organizing it, that's considered sorting. And I have a mixture of, let's say, almonds and raisins, and I don't want the mixture of almonds and raisins together. I want to eat them separately. So I'm sorting it. I take all the almonds and put it to the left. I take all the raisins and put it to the right. So that was a mixture that I sorted and then I separated. So that is not allowed, even if I want both of them right now. There are those that say that is permitted, because since I do want them now, it's just that I want them separately. But that is something that should definitely be avoided. What you should do in such a situation, if you want to eat them separately, is, let's say you decide which one you want to eat first. Let's say I want to eat the raisins first, so which probably you should make your ha'etz on the raisins anyway, because it's from the Shivas Aminim, and that happens to be in that example. So you should eat just the raisins separately, make ha'etz, eat the raisins, and then you continue and you eat the almonds. But you shouldn't separate it into two different pies.
Well, how would you do that? You have that pile.
You have the pile, so you just make ha'etz and eat the raisins. Just take raisin, because there you're taking the good.
You're moving.
So that's not a problem. If you just take a raisin and some of the almonds fall to the side, that's not a problem.
Because
you're taking the good from the bad, you're taking it with your hands, and you're doing it for immediate use. Okay? But let's say it's Friday night, and tomorrow morning I'm having somebody that I know is allergic to almonds, so I want to take out the raisins, and I could only serve the raisins, so the raisins is the good, but it's for tomorrow morning. So for tomorrow morning, you can't do that. We have to discuss preparing clothes and preparing jewelry the night before, all these things I want to get to. But it has to be all three. It has to be the good from the bad. It has to be with your hands, which these examples so far are all with your hands, so that's not a problem. But it has to be also for immediate use.
Okay, what about if your kids are about to play chess and all the colors are together?
So we're in the chess, right away. Yes, so that's a good question. So if
I always thought they're doing it right away so they can each take their pieces.
Right, so they're taking it with their hands and they're doing it right away, and you're taking, let's say what you would do is, what you shouldn't do is,
Here's yours.
Right, you should take all the white and set it up. If it's already in a mishmash, they take all the white and set it up, and you take all the black and you set it up. Your strategic pieces, blue and red,
right,
all mixed
exactly.
in. So if you're cleaning up, because you finish playing, you have to clean up. So that's the big problem, because the cleaning up is for later. It's not for immediate use. So we're going to have to discuss, how do you get out of that? Let's say, sometimes when you get the player's piece off in strategic, you put it back in the box exactly. Most people, they just dump it in, and then it's all a mishmash, and then we'll clean up afterwards. So you know how to do that.
What if you put it in as you were doing it?
So as you're doing it, that's not a problem, because you're playing strategic,
Okay,
so but you take one piece, silver we're going to have to get to, but if the pieces are there, and I get one piece of chess or checkers, and then I just put it into that spot. So that's not considered sorting, because they're not mixed at that point. All the reds are on that side of the board, and even in this case, some of the reds are on this side of the board. But that's not considered a mixture at all. It's considered separate. But if they're in a mishmash, ready in the box or on the floor, or either one, so then that's considered a mixture now. And then you have to make sure that you do it for immediate use. And with your hands, okay, that's not a problem over there. And you're taking the good from the bad.
One second, so what can't you do if it's a mixture?
You can't clean up for later. One thing
you can't clean up for later,
because since it's a mixure, the only way you could sort
you
it into
up,
the, oh you go, yeah you could just say yeah you could dump it back in the box right I'm sorry right I'm sorry no you're right right you could clean up yeah you're allowed to clean up right but just you're not allowed to sort it right okay no okay good the kids weren't listening to that no you're allowed to clean up but you're not allowed to sort it for later.
Okay, but you could put the blue and the reds together for cleaning up.
Yeah if you're cleaning it up and you're not sorting it, you're doing it random, yeah, that would be good, right?
True,
100%. Yeah, I'm sorry if I wasn't clear about that. Yeah. Right, yeah. No, so you can't clean it up by sorting it for later. Let's say you have a mixture of silverware. Okay, we'll jump to silverware for a second. Someone clears the table, and you put all the dishes in the sink, and maybe at some later point we'll discuss washing dishes on Shabbos. Let's say you wash the dishes, and in that dryer, you know, in that that plate that you have, the drain board, thank you, it's all mixed in. So you have the forks and the knives and the spoons. So now, and you dry them, and let's say they dry off by themselves, but they're all still in a mixture, so I can't take all the knives, even if I just take the knives first. I'll just take the knives and I put them in the drawer for tomorrow morning. I take just the forks, I'm not allowed to do that, because that's a mixture that I'm sorting, and it's for later. It's for later use. I'm putting it in my drawer, obviously, in each compartment, obviously that's for later use. Whether it's for tomorrow morning, or whether it's for next Shabbos, or whether it's for Sunday, whatever it is, there was a mixture of all the silverware on top of each other, and then I sorted it. One by one.
But if you were setting the table for Shabbos morning and it was immediate use.
So if you were setting the table for Shabbos morning and it's considered immediate use, we have to discuss that when the man comes over, then that will be okay. But what you're not allowed to do is take all the silverware and then go to the table and then sort them with the knives over there and the forks over there. What you have to do is take just the knives, put them on the table. Just the forks, and put them on the table. Uh-huh. Okay? Because you have to be taking the good from the bad. Okay? You have to be taking the good from the bad. If you're sorting it, the truth is no. Maybe in that case, if you're sorting it like that for immediate use, it could be that would be okay, and that would probably be okay because that's also sorting.
But use might be like 20 minutes before.
So I have to discuss what's immediate use as far as you're not sure when the men are coming home from shul.
Sometimes I set the table before I go to shul.
Right, so that's not allowed. You're not allowed if you're sorting. I'm sorry. You're definitely allowed to. But if you're going
to
be sorting, if in the drawer they're already in the separate compartments from before Shabbos,
right.
So then of course I could take just the knives from the drawer because that's not a mixture. They're in this own separate compartment. That's not considered a mixture. But if it's in a mixture, so then you can't set the table and then go read the mishpacha or go to shul.
What about bananagrams? Do you know that game?
Yeah. The letters are mixed up.
Yeah, all the letters are mixed up, and you want to take your letters, and you know each player takes their letters, and then you're playing the game, and you're making words, and
right. So
it's such a great Shabbos game.
It is a great Shabbos game, and that's allowed as far as ksiva, as far as writing. That's not a problem because
it's not in a permanent sense.
So you're saying they're all upside down on the table, and what I take seven or whatever it is,
everyone takes.
Many.
Yeah.
So
they're upside down. You can't see them.
Right, you can't.
But then
see them.
You sort your letters.
Then you're sorting your own letters.
Right. So you're sorting your own letters, but I would imagine, but that's for immediate use. You're playing the game now, and obviously you're doing it with your hands, and that's.
And you're taking the good ones.
You're taking the good, the ones where you want, you want them. Right. So that I imagine that'll be
maybe
okay.
You can't put the Z over there.
Right, if you don't want that letter, and you're not playing with X's because it's too hard. Right.
But then you can take a letter that you don't want and put it back in the middle.
Okay, so you're saying that you don't want, that letter you don't want.
Like you're throwing it away.
Right, because it's a hard letter. Right.
You're allowed to throw it back in and then take three more instead.
I have the words.
Right? That's a good question. Okay, that could be. That could be a shy. I mean, in that type of thing, it could be like, since that's part of the game, like. So yes, it's dumping, and you don't want that one. That's like a bad letter. That's too hard for me. That's an X or a J.
Right, and you're willing to take a few more instead of it.
That's a good question. It could be that's a problem, but it could be not, because since that's like all part of the game, so that's considered something good. That's what I want to do. I have to think about that more.
Okay.
I have to think about that more.
What if you had forks and spoons in one hand? When you take it from the drawer, you can maneuver in one hand. Is that okay? You have it in one hand. You have both spoons and forks, but they're separated. You can.
If they're held all in one fist, I would imagine that is now considered a mixture. They're close tightly against each other.
Better go back and forth.
Yeah, to go back and forth. Get just the forks and just. Okay. I mean, if you have let's say one of these cases with all the the Shabbos silverware were in your drawer, what you could do is, if you don't want to go back and forth, let's say it's in the kitchen, you don't go back and forth, so you could take the forks and, well, okay, then you'd be going back and forth anyway, but you take the forks, put them on the table in one spot, take the other types of forks and put them in a different thing, and make sure and put them separately, not in one big mixture. Another case which is very, very common is which we started talking about before with the mixture of the foods. Let's say I take salad on my plate on Shabbos, and I realize that there's, let's say, olives in the salad or avocados in the salad, something that I don't want. So I don't want it. So if I dislike it, I'll eat the rest of the salad, but I just want to take these out. So for sure, that's considered the psolas, that's considered waste. But let's say my wife is more than happy to eat it. So can I take it out and give it to her? Let's say I have a small carrot in my chicken soup. I don't want the carrot. So who wants my carrot? Sure, I'll take it. So can I take it out? For me, that's considered psolas. For me, that's considered waste. But I'm giving it to somebody that, for them, they're going to eat it right now. That's more than happy. They're more than happy to eat it. So the Paiskim Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that that is allowed. And he says that's allowed even for me. Surely, if I would tell my wife, here, go take the avocado. For sure, that's okay. But even if I'm the one who takes it out because I don't want the avocado, I don't want these black olives in my salad, I could take it out, and I should know beforehand that there's somebody who's willing to take it, because if I pick it up and nobody wants it, then that's what I just did borrow. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that that's allowed to give it out. Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi
Nissen Karelitz. Is it preferable for them to take it from you?
Probably, because Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Nissen Karelitz say that that's not allowed. But definitely, I think you could rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But if you have somebody else who's willing to take it out, again, there's many machlokeses, and I'm not here to decide between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rabbi Yashiv. I can't tell you. But I'm just telling you that Rav Shlomo Zalman lets it. If you could get that other person to take it out, then quite possibly even Rabbi Yashiv would agree that that's allowed. Because for that person, even though it's really for me, because I don't want the avocados in my salad or the olives or whatever it is, but they like it. So for them, that's considered ochel. Obviously, they're taking it for immediate use and taking it with a spoon. We're going to see later that that's considered taking it with your hands. That's not considered with a kli. Okay. Okay, so now what is we need to just discuss a little bit now what is considered a mixture. This is something that we touched upon a few minutes ago, but what is considered a mixture? So some cases are obvious that it's a mixture. Like we said, strategal pieces all mixed up with each other, chess pieces, or a bowl of almonds and raisins. But there is a leniency that if it's a very large piece of something in something else that is very recognizable, meaning let's say I have a chicken soup, and I have a big piece of chicken in my chicken soup, or a big carrot, or a big piece of zucchini, and I don't want it. So if it's big enough, then it's considered that it's totally considered by everybody. You would see that it stands out by itself, then that's considered not a mixture. And it's only a problem, like we said before, if you're improving a mixture. So we say that since it's recognizable by itself, there's liquid in the soup, and then there's the zucchini is a very big piece. Now, how big is big? The Paiskim themselves, they say it's not clear. Vosner and they all say that it's not clear how big is big. So anytime when we're dealing with a malacha mederaisa, anytime you're not sure, it's best to be to be careful. But examples that they give is, let's say you have ice in a cup of soda, and I poured it in, or it was in water, and ice plopped in, and I don't want it. So if it's a big piece of ice and it's liquid and a solid ice, so then that's considered separate. So a lot of people think, you're not allowed to take out the ice. But the place can say that that's okay, because since it's a big piece of ice, it's considered separate. It's not considered a mixture.
You don't even have to take it out with some.
You don't even have to take it out with some of the good, because it's not a mixture.
You don't have to do, and I probably don't know.
Right. Okay. So now we're learning all these halachas. If like an obvious case, let's say you have a jar of pickles. So there's juice, right? Am I allowed to remove the pickles? Let's say, okay, that's the good from the bad usually, but let's say it's for later use. I want to go to shul afterwards. So is that considered bora, that I need to do it for immediate use? That's not a problem, because the pickles in the pickle juice is not considered a mixture at all, because it's big. Even those little pickles.
Does it matter that it's liquid and solid?
It does make a difference, because if you would have a pickle in something in other types of foods, that could be that's all solids and that's mixed. Even though one is a little bit bigger than the other, right? Like a corn salad, right? So one is a little bit bigger than the other. That's still a mixture. Unless it's like very, very big. But something that's very distinguishable, that's what they say, something that's very distinguishable, and that could make a difference in size, that makes a difference in liquid and solid, and it can make a difference in other type of things that, from what the people would look at. You have a large piece of a fruit in a fruit soup, you have a lemon in a tea. Someone serves me a glass of tea with a lemon inside. Now, I don't mind drinking the tea with the taste of lemon, that's delicious, but I don't want the lemon in there when I drink it, so I want to take it out. Am I allowed to? So the place can say that since it's tea, it's a liquid, and there's a lemon, maybe it depends how big the slice of the lemon is. Like I said, the place can themselves, I'm not sure like how big is big. It's not 100% clear. Something like that, if it's a big slice lemon, maybe it was from the middle of the lemon and it was a big slice, So, you know, that would be something that's not considered a mixture, and you're allowed to take out the bad from the good.
So, I have a question.
Sure.
So, Friday night, I have one child who only likes the chicken from the soup, but not the soup.
Okay.
So, I can take out just chicken for him?
You could take out just chicken
but
from him?
But then what happens if there's soup in the ladle, and he doesn't want the soup
okay.
that's in the ladle?
So, the problem is, we're going to discuss when we talk about doing it with your hand, if you do with a ladle, the only time we say that it means with the hand, it means that you can't use a utensil that assists and makes the borer more efficient. So what you're not allowed to do, Rabbi Yashar says, you're not allowed to take a ladle, take out that big piece of chicken, and there's some soup inside, and you hold the ladle up against the side of the big chicken pot, and the soup
right.
drips out. That's not allowed.
That's not,
that's not allowed, because that's called you did it with the utensil. Even though you're taking the good from the, even though you know you're taking the chicken out, so that's like, so to speak, the good from the bad, and you're doing it for immediate use. But you did it not with your hands. You did
so
it with
then
your
how do, so then how do
we
do
took a fork and
so
I
okay, a fork is a good idea.
A fork is not considered a utensil like a
so a fork or a spoon. Only
a
time that you can't use utensil is if it makes the borer more efficient. Mm-hmm. But if it's just because you don't want to burn your fingers or you don't want to touch it because it's not clean or because you can't reach it, so then that's not considered you did it with a utensil, even though you did do it with a fork or a knife. And discuss peelers and peeling cucumbers, we have to discuss that. But anytime the utensil makes it more efficient. So if you hold a ladle up against the side of the pot, that made it more efficient because you're able to drip out all the chicken soup.
Like a slotted spoon.
A slotted spoon is not allowed. A peeler is not allowed. Exactly. Like one of those slotted spoons or an apple core, the paiskin that say, is also not allowed. Any kli, any utensil that makes the borer more efficient. So something like that, I mean, he really won't take even like a teeny bit.
I mean, a little bit is okay, but you know, I guess what I could do is put the soup and the chicken in a bowl and then just take out the chicken and put it in another bowl.
But then what are you going to do with that soup? Use it for somebody
else?
Okay, good, yeah. Fine. So that could be, you know, that could be a good idea.
If you ate it,
then
what?
If it stayed in that bowl, then what?
That's a problem.
If it stayed in the bowl, so then when you took out the chicken with the soup, then that soup was considered also psola. Because you were separating the chicken with other
right,
soup, but if that other soup is going to be, let's
anyway.
Say, spilled out, besides the batashka's issues, but that soup, then that wouldn't be considered ochel. That wouldn't be considered anything good.
That
would not be allowed. But if you use the soup for somebody else, I would imagine that would be included in a Pshul Mazaman's heter of taking out the avocado and the olives for somebody
right.
else, because you use the soup for you and the chicken. You know, for that child, the chicken is considered good. You take out just the chicken. If you can get it with a fork, like you said,
right.
that'll for sure be good, because then you know nothing will come with it. A stem, let's say you have a pear or an apple, so the stem, so a lot of people they like to take it out. So the Rosh Hashanah says that that's allowed, because since that's considered also something separate, something recognizable, it's sticking out, so then that's not a problem of borer. I mean, no real reason to take it out, what's the big deal? But some people like to take it out, so they say that's not borer. But if it's a strawberry that it's like embedded into the strawberry, they say that quite possibly is a problem. Okay, no one needs strawberries. Okay, the butts. But that may be a problem. Another case, let's say you have a cup of soda and the bottle cap falls in the soda. So Rabbi Yashar says that that's not a problem, because the bottle cap, something to do with the fact that it's a little bit big, but also, like we said, that's another case of a liquid with a solid, and here's a solid that's it's not even a food. You definitely don't want the bottle cap in the soda, especially if you want to cover the soda again. So Rabbi Yashar says you could take that out. Don't let anyone say, oh, it's borer, because that's not considered a mixture.
Let me just ask you a question. With
sure.
your pickles, like you said, you could take out the pickles because it's not a mixture, but the same would hold true. Like my corn salad calls for some pickle juice. I could
okay.
kind of with my hand, like hold the can so the pickles don't fall out, but just a little bit of pickle.
So
juice.
How do you make sure the pickles don't fall out? With what? So if your hands, okay,
like
so
I'm kind of,
your hand, your hand is fine. Your hand is fine, but with the cap, you can't.
Cap.
With the cap, you can't, because the cap would make it more efficient, you know, more make the
right.
more efficient. Even though the cap
even
is not
a
borer utensil, it's just you just using the cap. But
right.
any kli that you use is not allowed for that. You take a tuna fish, right, and you want to squeeze out the oil, so that's not allowed because you're using the cover. You're using the cover to help the borer be more efficient. Okay, we already spoke out all the halachas as far as the kli, but it's fine. But what you're allowed to do, and this you could really do, you take the pickle jar with the juice, and you just pour it very slowly.
Right.
Pour very slowly. Don't, no caps, no fingers, nothing. You just pour very slowly.
What
that is
fingers?
Allowed. The fingers also would be allowed, but could be you may not want to use your fingers,
no,
or the rest of the people may not want you to use your fingers.
Right.
But if you just pour it very slowly, so then you didn't use a utensil to make the borer more efficient. But that is borer, but it's taking the good from the bad, because your recipe calls, because you want the juice, so fine, that's good for the bad, and you're doing it for immediate use, but you're not allowed to use a kli. So you either pour it slowly, but you can't use the cap. So again, people think, oh, you're taking the good from the bad, you're taking the good from the bad. And like you're saying, the pickle juice is part of the recipe. It's not enough. You also have to do it with your hands or with not a utensil that makes the borer more efficient.
And would that have to be miyad also?
Yes, that would also have to be for immediate use. If you're making the corn salad and then later, then you'll go meet your husband in shul, it's not allowed. It's not allowed. Okay. Wait till you come home. I have to discuss that more. So if you want to set up some of the meal, set the table or prepare some of the foods and some of the dips and the salads, anything that entails borer, you can't do. You have to do that after you come home. A stack of cold cuts, right? A lot of times a stack of cold cuts is you have a stack of cold cuts on the plate, and then the meal is over, and you want to sort them back in the dough. You don't want to, you could put them all, dump them in a bag and put them back in the fridge, that's okay. But if you want to separate the turkey from the bologna and the salami and the corned beef and the pastrami, so that's considered borer. That was a mixture. It was all mixed up one on top of another. And then when you sort them back, you're doing it for later, let's say for Shal Shudis or for leftover Sunday night, so then that's not allowed because there was
you
a mixture.
To dump them all together.
So yeah, preferably we to dump them all together. Or you could purposely spread them out on the table. That's another way which you have to discuss. No, and that's you have them on a plate all mixed in, so you spread them all around the table if it doesn't make them more dirty. Then once it's all spread out, we'll discuss that when we get more to silverware. You could spread it all out, and then once it's spread out, you're allowed to make the mixture spread out, then it's not a mixture anymore. And then I could go take the bologna and then
even though you're not sorting because you're just
making it no longer a mixture. You're not considered sorting it. You're just making it no longer a mixture. And then I could go sort it because it's not a mixture anymore.
What if you have when you're preparing the meal and you want to do like turkey bologna? Are you allowed to make,
if you have a package of turkey and a package of bologna, yes. So then that's not a mixture. You're allowed to sort it. You're allowed to make.
I can make a design.
100%. Design is already getting
pattern,
involved in a pattern. Okay, fine.
As far as
kosev and these things, right? You know, like you're making the chopped liver into a flour. That's problematic.
Mean, like, bologna,
but
that's bologna.
Right, for sure, because you have the package of turkey, you have the package of salami, a package of pastrami. Yeah, they're separate packages. It's not a problem.
That's fine. But if you had the stack and then you want to put it away, but you don't really care what comes first, but it's definitely still a mixture. So you have your turkey and your bologna. You can't take turkey one at a time because it's a mixture, right?
Right, you can't. Right, one at a time because you're doing it for later use. If you're cleaning up, you're doing it for later use.
Well, here you're saying it's still sorting, even though
it's still sorting, but right. You don't right because
pile,
you right.
But
right.
Even if you have a platter of cake, different kinds of cake, and you
oh, so we have to discuss different types of cakes. Okay, well, once you brought it up, we'll discuss it now. One makes something. One makes something different types of cakes. Let's say you have, they're all chocolate cake, and some are big slices, some are little slices. So you don't want your kids to have the big slices. So you want to put the big slices away for later. So that's for later use. But that's not a problem because the big slices and the little slices that we said there has to be two different types. That's considered all one type.
So that's not a mixture.
It's a mixture, but it has to be a mixture of two different types. Uh-huh. Big pieces of chocolate cake and little pieces of chocolate cake are not considered two different types. Uh-huh. That's all one min. It's all one type. Big pieces of kugel and little pieces of kugel. And you only want to serve the big pieces of kugel because that's nice to serve to your guests, the big pieces of kugel. So it's embarrassing to serve a plate of tiny pieces of kugel. So you didn't realize your sons were trying to help out in the kitchen and they cut the pieces, some big and some small, and embarrassing. So you want to put away the small pieces for leftover Sunday night. So that's for later. But that's not a problem because the big pieces and the small pieces, we say, are all considered, they're all considered the same type. Again, even though I don't want one and I do want the other, but we say that if it's basically fine, it's just that I want to serve the big ones because that's more nice to serve, or I want to serve the small ones because I don't want my kids to have the big ones, something like that. Oh, I don't want my husband to have the big one. So then, that's all one type. So again, that's why I start off with the translation of the word borer. It has to be, you're improving a mixture. So we're discussing what's a mixture. And also has to be your of different types of foods. Or it doesn't have to be food, but different types. So that's not considered. We say that that's not considered.
Right. No, but what I was asking was, if you have a platter of chocolate cookies and blondies and
so
cupcakes,
so those if they taste right, if they taste differently, you come to Kiddush and there's all different types of cookies.
Right.
So that would be considered two different types. Yeah, that would be considered two different types. You're not allowed to put them into separate bags for later. As far as you know, I want to put the chocolate chip cookies on in this bag,
back,
and I want to put
the bin with the
right, exactly. That's not allowed if it's all mixed around on the plate. If you serve a plate, and this you could many times, you have the chocolate chip cookies on one side and the other type of cookies on this side, and let's say cake in the middle. So then, quite possibly, that's not a mixture because they're all considered separate. They're all a separate side from the plate.
And inter-stack that, like a chocolate chip cookie and a different kind of cookie.
So then that
right.
I think that would be a mixture.
Totally.
Yeah, that would be
but
a
if
mixture.
If you had a tray,
then,
you had like a line of cookies and then a line of cake and then
I hear that. No, I hear that. I could hear either way.
It's like a 3 day and like you serve
it
the first meal,
and
like
right.
It's like everything separate. Here's my cookie plate. And
right.
No more.
One
but if it was like half cookies, and is that considered?
Right, so that's what we're talking about, just of that. If the chocolate chip cookies are on one side and the other types of cookies are on the other side, then that's not a mixture.
Even they're touching a drop.
So if they're touching a drop, it's also not a problem. If they considered, if you look at it, if someone, the naked eye, would look at it and say that, you know, that's separate, so then that's not a problem. But if, like, the example she gave, you made every other one. So like it's fancy, you know, to do it like that. So then that's a mixture. Then that will be considered a mixture. And then you want to separate. Then there's leftover after the kiddush. Then you want to put the chocolate cookies in one bag and the other types of cookies in a separate bag. So then that's considered sorting. Now, if you want to do it for immediate use, again, that's fine. And if you obviously you're doing it with your hands, then that's fine. But if you're putting it away for later, for Shal Shudis or for whatever, for later after Shabbos, so then you know then that will be not allowed. Another thing, let's talk about filters for a second. We're discussing different cases of what's considered good, ochel, and what's considered psoles. So the only time something could be considered waste, we said the obvious case is something that's a waste, is something that's spoiled, or anything that I'm not able to eat, that I would only eat out of necessity. Meaning if I was like so thirsty or so hungry, then you know, then I would eat even a burnt cookie. I'd eat even a squashed tomato or a squashed apple. But generally speaking, if I see a squashed apple or a squashed tomato, I'm not going to eat it. So then, you know, that's considered psoles. You know, I could eat it. It's not like it's totally inedible, but it's still considered waste because generally I would not want to eat it. So this, we need to discuss the case of filters. When you use a filter on Shabbos, okay, so if a light is going to go on by the filter, so of course you can't use it. But let's say no light goes on. Let's say you have a filter automatic to your sink, attached automatically to your sink. So if you're the type of person that you would drink the water even if it's not filtered, doesn't bother you. Drink it filtered, not. Yeah, maybe I would like it if it's filtered, but better if it's filtered, but I would basically drink it just as much if it's not filtered. So then I am allowed to use a filter on Shabbos because that's not considered as if I improved the mixture, right? We said that was the translation, to improve the mixture. For me, that's not an improvement. Okay, maybe a little bit, but you know, I would drink it without it. But if you live in New York where you have to because of the bugs, or if you're the type of person even anywhere else where, you know, they say the Passaic River is polluted and, you know, and there's rust and you really would not drink the water straight from it. There's lead and you wouldn't drink the water straight from the tap, so you are not allowed to filter it on Shabbos because for you, that is considered an improvement. Right? So that's like another detail in the halacha of what's considered waste, what's considered psoles, that for you, if it's considered something, an improvement, then you're not allowed. For somebody else, that could be considered, you know, not much of an improvement. Let's say challah. I know I always have this discussion with my wife. A lot of times, sometimes you come to a house or you come to a home-baked challah, you know, the bottom is not baked 100%. So some people love the challah like that, where it's like stringy. I don't like challah like that. I can't eat challah like that. So for some people, that's not psoles. You know, they like it like that. That's fine. It's totally baked. It's not, you know, it doesn't make a difference. But for somebody like me that doesn't like that type of the challah, so then, you know, that would be considered psoles for me. Like we spoke before, maybe I could separate it for somebody who does like it. But for me, that would be considered psoles. Let's say you have two types of meat. This the Chofetz Chaim really talks about. You have medium rare and you have well done. So some people, yeah, I don't care. Well done, medium rare. I like all steak. You know, so for them, that's not considered borer. If you have pieces of meat piled on top of each other, so for them, that's not considered borer. But for somebody that only wants medium rare, or someone that only wants well done, so for them, that's considered waste. That's considered psoles. For them, that makes a big difference. As far as washing dishes with water that has a filter on it, so that's totally not a problem. Because as far as washing dishes, it doesn't matter. Even if I'm the type that I would never drink it unless it's filtered. But if it's being filtered for washing dishes, that's totally not a problem because I'm not improving it. Because as far as washing dishes is concerned, it doesn't make a difference if it's filtered or not. So for washing dishes, that's not a problem. A strainer on the bottom of the sink, right? Most sinks have that. They have that strainer on the bottom. So, you know, I'm sure it crosses everybody's mind at one point in their lives. Hey, are you allowed to use that on Shabbos? It's separating. It's separating, right? It's borer. So the answer is it's totally not a problem. Why? Because the stuff that's dripping down the drain is waste, right? It's psolus. It's going down the drain. The stuff that gets stuck in the drain is also psolus. It's bad from bad. You're not improving a mixture. You're just separating some of the bad from the other type of the bad because you don't want to stuff up the drain. You don't want to stuff up the sink. So that's not borer whatsoever. You don't have to worry about using that drainer on Shabbos. And so too, if you know, sometimes the water gets stuffed up, you know, it gets like clogged in the water, so you have to just like lift it a little bit and then the water goes down. It's not a problem because you're not improving a mixture. You just
can lift it to throw out. What about the stuff in the inside? You know, like when you want to dump that.
When you dump that, that's fine. It's all psolas. You're picking up psolas and throwing
it
in the garbage.
You do more.
Yeah, because the water is also psolas. Mm-hmm. The water, everything is waste. There's nothing good over there that you're improving a mixture. Let's say you're sweeping the floor. Let's say you're sweeping the floor. So you sweep the floor, and you're sweeping the floor, and there's some dust on the floor. And while you're sweeping the floor, you realize that there's either something in the dustpan or on the floor in that mixture that I need. So you're allowed to take it out.
We just had that Playmobil piece was in
okay.
my pile.
Okay, good. So you're sweeping the floor, you stick the broom. Let's assume for a second you're allowed to sweep floors on Shabbos, that's the minute. That we pass in that on tile floors. Everybody does it. Okay, Rabbi Yashik maybe has a chumra, but
tile floors, what about wood floors?
Well, also wood floors, as opposed to earthenware floors, as opposed to dirt floors. But now we have all tile floors and almost all houses are wood tile floors, so we pass, can you allow to sweep the floor on Shabbos? So you sweep the floor from underneath the table or underneath it, and a bunch of dirt comes and
a Playmobil
piece. So what's the halacha? So it's a mixture. If it's a small Playmobil piece, that's considered part of the mixture. So you think, okay, well, what's the big deal? I'm taking the good from the bad. The problem is, unless you sit and play with this Playmobil piece right now, it's not for immediate use.
What if I ask my Pinchas to take it out? Because he might play with it.
Okay, so that's a good. Okay, so if he plays with it, fine. If he's not going to play with it, then it's like asking your son to turn on the light. I'm saying, maybe it's a little bit different because he knows turning on lights is not allowed on Shabbos, and this he has no clue it's an Avera. Okay, maybe there's a difference. But if you see something that you could use right away, let's say it's a bottle cap. So we said before, bottle cap and a soda, that's not a problem because that's very separate. Okay, but let's say you rinse it and use it. So if you could rinse it and use it right away and put it on the soda, that, oh, here it is, here's the cover, then it was underneath the table. So then, if you use it right away, that's okay. But if it's a Playmobil piece and it's small and it was considered part of the mixture, you need to play with it a little bit, or give it to your kids to play with a little bit, or if you have to use it for me, even though you picked it up with your hands and it's a good from the bad, but you need to use it. But I would think that if you sweep something, you just take it out from underneath the cabinet and a big, huge Playmobil piece comes, so then since it's very big, then it's not considered a mixture, like we said before. Even though they're both solid, but if it's big enough, it wouldn't be considered a mixture, and that's, you know, I would think that's not a problem. Okay, we discussed this already as far as how different the types have to be. We said as far as different types of meat and different types of chickens, and the Pesachim that say that even tops and bottoms of chickens, they taste differently. You know, that could be considered like two different types. I mean, because if you have a plate of tops and bottoms, and then and you want to serve just the bottoms, or you want to serve just the tops, so then that would be considered borer according to some Pesachim. Some say that no, since it's all chicken, it's not a problem. You know, if you have what to rely on, if you want to sort it. But there are those that say that is considered a mixture. The skin on top of a chicken. Let's say a lot of the you serve a piece of chicken on your plate and you don't want to eat the skin, even though they say it's healthy, right? They say it's very healthy. But most people, yeah, it is.
No,
it's not. But you want to eat the chicken. You don't want to eat the skin, so you want to remove it. So you're taking the bad from the good. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's okay, because he says that even though it's really like you don't want the skin, but he said that's all part of the chicken, and that's all. We said it has to be two different types. So he says that's all considered one type. So that's not a problem. Meaning, even though you're taking really what you don't want from what you do want, but Rav Moshe says that that's all considered one type, and that's all. Says therefore, he says that's not a problem.
What if it's something that like you would eat it, except that it's not healthy for you? Like you love the skin of the chicken, but you're not going to eat it because it's not healthy.
Right. So then now I would imagine that you really do not want to eat it because it's not healthy. So then even though you happen to like the taste, but then now it'd be considered waste. So that's considered you just if you would remove it, you just improve the mixture because now I'm left with what's only is healthy.
Right.
So
but then, I thought emotions is not a mixture. It's part of
just as far as the skin, right? As far as the skin, that's not considered a mixture. But if you have something else, a different part of something that you would like to taste, but that part of it is not considered healthy, so then that would be considered a mixture.
Like
but
granola on top of like a crunch.
Right.
Like
okay. Right. So you would love to have that part, but you know your doctor says you're not supposed to have it, or you don't want to have it for whatever reason. So then that would be good. Okay. Let me just say one more halacha. Okay, another halacha. We've been talking a lot about foods or other items that are mixed. They have a mixture. Let's say it's not a mixture, but it's absorbed into another food. Meaning, let's say a liquid. So let's say a hair drops into your soup, or a bug drops into your soup, or a drink. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a bug is considered a mixture, even though it's, you know, you could think that it's separate, and let's say it's a big bug, hopefully not, but it's like a big piece of hair or something, but since the liquid gets absorbed through it, so then we say that is considered a mixture. And like I think it was you who mentioned before, that the way to do that, the way to get around that, is to remove it with some of the good as well, meaning you're allowed to remove the bad with along with the good, because we say that's not considered bora, that's just considered dividing the mixture, because it's coming along with some of the good. So say that's also not considered a problem. Meaning all these cases of when you accomplish all three, that you take the good from the bad and you do it with your hands and you do it for immediate use, we say that's not considered bora. That's what we call derech achila. That's just the way I eat. It's normal to eat like that. Immediately before I eat, and I'm doing it with my hands, and I'm taking the good from the bad, that's just the way I eat. That's the reason why if you accomplish all these three things, it's not just a leniency. We say that's not considered sorting, that's not considered bora. That's considered I'm eating, or that's the derech to eat, or that's the derech to set the table, that's the derech to get dressed. So, you know, something like that. So all three of those Ahaterim, that's where it comes from. We still, a few other halachas, we've accomplished most of what I want to accomplish, just a few other things we just need to finish up as far as jewelry I want to talk about, and clothes. We didn't talk really at all about clothes and jewelry. I still want to get to that. And also
you
a little bit more
I
about me.
I just always 10 shirts. I got to
work. What?
Like, let's say you have like the same white shirts, your boys.
Right.
You have a size 10, a size 12. One needs a 10, one needs a 12. This one's leaving.
So
take one down, it's a 10. He needs a 12. Can you take another one down?
So you took the 10. You took the 10 by mistake. So that's fine. But now you need the 12. So for sure you're allowed to do it.
But if was it wrong the first time when I took it? Like, because now I'm like picking. I'm searching.
Oh, yeah. You're searching like that. Yeah. So that could be a problem if they're tightly stacked.
Yeah.
If they're tightly stacked. Now, if you know where the good one is, just you can't see it because they're tightly stacked. So there we're going to see there's a leniency that you're allowed to remove something, not when it's a mixture, but when it's tightly stacked, like a pile of coats and your coats on the bottom, or tightly in the closet and the shirts up against each other, and you want to remove it to reach the good, then we say you're allowed to. You're not just I'm allowed to remove it, but to get
but
to the good.
But I know that's not the one. Cause hang on, I know that
even if you know one. That this is not the one, because you could tell that this is the too small one, but you can't, it's in the way and you can't get the size 12 out, that you're allowed to, because it's just tightly stacked. That's the first thing we're going to start off with next week, and we're going to talk about that, like tightly stacked coats and things like that. But that's going to be a leniency. Okay, but you can't do it for the next morning. You can't do that for the next morning. If you want to prepare their clothes
but
Friday night
before Shabbos, I could put two before and two 12s because everyone gets dirty. Like I'm saying,
before Shabbos, you could do anything.
Right.
But for the next but for the next morning, but for the next morning, you're not allowed to because
it's not
Miyah. It's not Miyah. Right. It's not for me. Okay.
Right before Shul, you could do it. Everyone's
right when they're getting dressed. Yeah, when they're starting to get dressed. Yeah, for sure. Right. Okay.